And good morning. It's just about 19 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from the Sitka Fellows Program. Ben Saratan is the facilitator for the program this year, and Ben A. Rollman, or Benedict Rollman, is one of the Sitka Fellows. Welcome to Morning Edition, both of you.
Thanks, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, Benny, we're going to talk about your work pretty extensively in a minute, but first I'd like to talk to Ben for a minute about what the Sitka Fellows program is. This is its third year and the first year under the umbrella of the Island Institute, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, Sitka Fellows program is basically a residency program that gives six people under the age of 30 access to Sitka, the Charles and Jackson campus, the resources here, time and space to work.
Now, these are artists and thinkers and
all
writers.
All types. Yeah, we have an astrophysicist this year, which we're very excited about. And we've had all types of people come through. I'm a musician myself. I was a fellow last year. And Benedict, obviously, is a pretty well-respected illustrator.
So you were a fellow last year. What did you work on while you were here?
I had my guitar set up in the smokestack building, which is currently being renovated. And I was playing for a certain amount of time each day, these kind of open to the public rehearsals. And I was trying to stretch out the amount of time I was playing till I was playing for 4 continuous hours a day.
It must have had quite an impact on you as you came back to work with the Sitka Fellows.
I know. I live in New York City, too, so I'm coming quite a ways to be here. But I really believe in the program. I think they're doing good things. And when they asked me to come back, of course, I jumped at the opportunity to come back to Sitka.
Well, Ben A. Rollman, or Benedict Rollman, you are an illustrator.
Yes, right? That's right.
Tell us a bit about yourself, where you're from, and what kind of illustrations you do.
I was born in Münster in Germany. That's in the western part of Germany, where I lived for the first 25 years. And then I moved to Berlin 4 years ago, where I work as an illustrator. My work, I do drawings, I do collages, I do a mix of both. So I try to not do the same all the time because I get bored very quickly. So I try to change my styles and my techniques.
So what convinced you to spend the summer in Sitka, Alaska?
What convinced me? Yeah, there was a fellow student that made a little presentation in university. He spent last summer in Sitka and he showed us photographs of his time and he told us a lot about the time. And I knew, like, after this presentation, I went directly to him and asked him if it's possible or how it's possible to take part in the program because I knew that I really wanted to do this.
Why? Why did you want to do it?
There is a lot of facts. At first, it's the fact that I've never been to the USA. I've been always fascinated by the United States and the culture, which I only knew through movies and television series. Then it's the nature, it's like the place, it's Sitka. And also like being together with creative people and getting inspired by those people and just having a lot of time to work on my own stuff.
Well, now that you're here, what do you think?
It's amazing. So I'm having an amazing time. I'm surrounded by wonderful people. I didn't get a lot of work done so far because it's just there's just too much going on and it's too beautiful. Especially when the sun is shining, I want to be outside and I don't want to be in the studio. So, but I'm having a wonderful time here, and I can recommend this to everybody who's creative in any kind of way.
Well, I wonder, Ben and Benny, if maybe, you know, one of the intents of the program is not necessarily to produce huge amounts of work while you're here, but with the thought that what you've experienced here is going to stay with you and inform your work in the future. So maybe it's not necessarily important to produce a lot of work while you're here?
Yeah, I think we want people to have some sort of strong experience and to also engage with the community. We would hope that the fellows, you know, make friends here. Meet potential collaborators, that kind of thing. But I think you're onto something because obviously I'm back for a second year, and actually Marcus Gruber, who Bennett was just speaking of, his fellow student, was a fellow last year and also is working on returning for the year to, I believe, teach illustration at Sheldon Jackson campus. So there's something that's pulling people back, and I think that's part of the idea of the program, a strong effect.
Well, Ben A., what kind of work have you been doing while you're here? If someone was to stumble upon you working, what would you be doing?
I've been doing drawings and collages, and I just started working on a lino cut. I really want to do more of all of those, like mostly drawings and lino cuts, because I want to show them in my exhibition. But I need to do collages. I just need it to be balanced, to be happy.
What goes into your collages?
You mean like material-wise? Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. It's mostly old books and also magazines. Just everything that I find that attracts my eye, that I like looking at. I buy this stuff and I collect it, and then I can sit there for hours and flip through the books and magazines and cut out everything I like, and then later rearrange it until I find the perfect fit. So
what informs or inspires your work in general? What do you think you draw on conceptually?
There are a lot of things that inspire my work. That is almost everything that I see. I get inspired by a lot of things. For example, I see faces everywhere. I see them in my food, and then sometimes I also have an idea by what I see in my food. It's kind of strange, but but it's mostly like cartoons and comic books that I used to read in my childhood. It's toys. It's like everything vintage, like everything from the 50s and 60s, the fashion, the advertising. I just like looking at those things, and I somehow want this to be in my work in some kind of way.
So you feel like images and depictions of the past, specifically from that era, inform your work to a great extent?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, especially the collages, because I use those pictures to build my own new pictures. But sometimes when I look at my work, I find that I suddenly see, oh, there's like, I use a lot of those haircuts from the 50s, for example, or other people. I haven't seen that before. Like a friend of mine, he told me that my work looks like it's inspired by old advertising art, which I haven't really seen myself. But now that he told me, I can totally see that.
Well, you know, there seems to be an overlap here between the work you do and the place here, because so much of Sitka life is informed by the past, both art and politics and culture and daily life is all infused with a connection with the past here very pretty intensely. Well, do you feel like any of your experiences here in Sitka are bleeding into your work at all, or might they in the future?
Yeah, they might, totally. One of the first things that I saw here were those totem poles that really attracted my eye. And also I saw a lot of those Russian dolls in the shops. And I always liked those Russian dolls. My grandmother, she has one of those, and I like to play with it. And when I saw it, I suddenly had ideas how I can include those Russian dolls in my drawings somehow. And also the totem poles. I've always liked those cowboys and Indian movies that you see, like in the in that we saw as kids on the television. And I always liked. I've been fascinated by all those patterns and totem poles and everything that I've been seeing in those movies. And when I saw it here in real life, I was like, wow, this is so cool. And I want to use that in my work somehow. So. And it's definitely going in there.
Well, you have a great opportunity while you're here to learn about the history and the culture behind this artwork that you're discovering.
Yeah, that's true. I've been to the museum also, like the Sheldon Jackson Museum, and that was really cool. And I learned some stuff there, and I hope that I will meet some people who can tell me more about this.
Well, there are lots of folks in town. Ben,
yes.
So Ben A. is doing a workshop coming up.
That's correct. Yeah, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in the Yaw Arts Building on the Sheldon Jackson campus. Benny's going to be leading a collage workshop, free to the public. Anyone's welcome to come. And Benny will be showing a little bit of his work, some of his favorite collages from the past. And then we're just going to make collages all together. It should be really fun. If you are going to come, though, you should bring, if you can, scissors, glue, maybe a few pieces of paper, that kind of thing. Bring some materials with you. Otherwise, it's free, and it should be a lot of fun.
Any materials other than paper, or are these just paper collages?
It's just, I mean, yeah, it's, I would say it's mostly paper collages. Okay. If somebody wants to use, I don't know, some fabric in his collage, that's totally fine, too. But I don't have any experience with three-dimensional things, so...
Strictly a 2D man.
Yeah, I would say paper would be best. So whatever you find you want to use in your collages, bring it with you. I will provide a little bit of material. I have some magazines and books, but I only have two scissors. So you should bring those and maybe a glue stick.
And any age appropriate for any?
Any age.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, when you leave here, where are you heading to? What are you heading to?
I will be heading home to Berlin.
And what will you be doing?
Probably more work. So.
And you have your upcoming exhibit.
That's in October Munich. Yeah. So I will have some time in Germany to work on it. But there are two other exhibitions that came up that are in September. So there's a lot of work to do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
And thank you, Ben, as well.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Benedikt Rollmann from Berlin, Germany. He's an artist and illustrator, and he also does collages. And Ben Saratan is the facilitator of the Sitka Fellows program. Ben A. Rollmann is a Sitka Fellow. He'll be doing a workshop tomorrow on collage, 8 p.m. at the Yaw Arts Building. It's free. It's open to the public any age. Bring some glue, bring some scissors, and bring some paper you'd like to incorporate into your collage.